So the only reason we're here is because I discovered a subreddit called Hobby Drama, where it just tells about different smaller hobbies and the drama going around them. And so somebody mentioned that there's going to be an Excel competition next week. So naturally, I had to talk about it. And so today I'm Chase with the PlayCube Gamecast, and I'm here with special guest host Chris from the 1 Hour, One Decision podcast.
Hello. And I'm glad to have this conversation with you because I am just as intrigued by you, Chase, about this. This was quite the experience, I must say.
See, I don't work in finance, but my wife does. And so she was able to watch this with me and also be equally bored.
She was bored. Wow. Did she not find anything interesting at all? Like even the speed at which this is happening?
I mean, okay, let's be real. We're at a competition where we're watching people do Excel, Microsoft Excel, all right?
But like in the same way that esports has, like, I appreciated, one, I did appreciate the play-by-play, even though it was a little dry. I did appreciate the play-by-play. And I also appreciated kind of the keystrokes that they were showing for each player or each contestant. I thought that was kind of cool, too.
It was a lot of directions, backspaces, and tabs, and trying to put in weird formulas, too.
Yep.
But apparently we're come somewhere in the middle of it, all right? This was stage 6 out of possibly 7, then a finale later on.
It was not. And I have to say the format of the tournament was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, elimination.
It was like minute elimination. So it was like you just had to gain as many points as quickly as possible. And
so that's apparently.
Go ahead.
Oh, that's apparently weird for the actual tournament because most of the time it's just you have a set amount of time. You have to get as many points as you can. Mm-hmm. Then whoever gets as many points just, you know, wins.
Wow. That was kind of cool, though. It added more tension for sure.
Yeah, because you're over here watching like, oh, my God, can you finally get some points, my dude?
God, it was crazy. It was like 26 questions or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And
Each one is worth like some amount of points.
Yeah, it was nuts. Absolutely nuts. But, hey, everyone's got a passion and good for all these people doing what they apparently have a passion for.
All right, so let's talk about the contestants for a bit. We had 8 contestants from 6 different countries.
Yeah.
Sadly, none of them were American.
No, none were American. I mean, unless they're in a different bracket or something, but
have to be. Yeah. Here's to hoping.
Yeah. Yeah. It was mostly Europe and a little Asia. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we had 2 dudes from Australia, 2 from India,
yep.
1 United Kingdom, 1 Ireland, 1 from the Philippines, and 1 from the Ukraine. It took me a while to find out all the flags because sometimes they'll say where they're from, but other times they're just like, here's a flag. Sure, let me just pull up a flag. Okay, let me type in blue top. Yeah. Red bottom, white triangle.
Yeah.
Oh, Philippines. Perfect.
I mean, ChatGPT probably could have figured that out, maybe. It's possible. I'm just saying. But
on a side note, though, we had 2 hosts. Those guys, they were both American.
Yeah. There's a representation right there. There's the American representation.
Okay, so this was hosted by John Acapera and David Brown. John, my wife, she described him as, he's just kind of there. He's making a lot of basic notes. He probably doesn't know as much. At least we have David Brown.
Yeah. He was a professor, or he is a professor, from what I understand, right?
Yeah, that's what I think.
I think I heard that during the contest. And, John, I don't know if this is his first gig or whatnot, but a little milquetoast in the sense. But I did appreciate the initial technical difficulties with the audio.
Oh, man. Here we are getting ready to watch this at 6:30 in the afternoon. Next thing I know, It's two dudes miming to each other. I'm seeing the mouths moving, but then it's like, okay, we'll just cut to a video now.
Yeah. And the chat was crazy. It was just going up like, unmute yourself or something like that. It was bad. It was bad. I think you even got a little involved, didn't you, Chase?
Yeah, I got to mess around with the chat.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I mean, when there's only 125 people watching this live on YouTube, you just kind of have to be like, you just kind of have to make your own entertainment for a bit.
Right, right. For sure. For sure.
My wife called it trolling. I'm just like, I'm just saying GG, SA, or some dude who's like just got eliminated.
Oh, man. That's gotta suck, though, to be the first guy to be out.
Yeah.
You know?
So. He didn't really get that many points in. He lost at like 25 points.
Yeah. But yeah, it was like, what was it? Like 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Was it just like every 5 minutes that they were cutting people?
Yeah, it was like roughly every 5 minutes. Towards the bottom, it was like every 10 minutes, I think.
Okay. Yeah. That was pretty intense, man. I saw them like opening up other spreadsheets to like do their own calculations. Like, what the heck is going on? Like,
they had three tabs they had to switch for. I'm just like, do they have this on one monitor? Is there a second monitor?
Maybe they're
no. We're just hitting alt tab, alt tab.
Unbelievable.
One dude did this in a bar.
What? Which guy?
The Irish guy.
Oh, get out of here! That was at a bar.
Dermond Early, yeah.
Wow.
Funny enough, this competition also had like a live screening, like a live audience in a bar.
Where? That's the other thing. This like the time zone is so disparate. Like that's the other crazy part about this. Whole
I know.
Thing.
Yeah. Wow. The company behind it, Order.co.
Yeah.
They had their employees go to like to some bar in Manhattan.
They forced him to watch this.
You look in that crowd, nobody's happy. Everybody's drinking. All the screens are pointing to the spreadsheets.
Oh, well, I guess that's some way of a company team bonding right there, but I don't know.
And turns out there's Dermond Early, the Irish guy. He's hiding in a corner at that same bar.
He's at the bar. That's amazing. That's so good. Good for him. Hey, he won anyway by getting to the bar and doing it. If he did it while he was drunk, too, that would be impressive.
That would be
impressive.
It probably would have explained the fact that he got knocked out second.
He did. That makes it even worse that the other guy lost. Oh, no. Oh, well.
Wait. Let's go back to the very beginning.
Okay. You know,
where we saw the thank you spreadsheets video.
Yeah. Yes. My goodness.
All right. So I'm expecting some basic video testimonials of just some people being like, thank you, spreadsheets, for filing my taxes or saving me money. Then it just gets weird.
It sure did.
Thank you, spreadsheets. I got over a fear of flying.
I don't know how. But okay.
We got a cheap couch for a bachelorette party. Okay. Thank you, spreadsheets, for helping me not get lost at sea again.
Yeah.
Then the last one.
Yes.
Thank you, spreadsheets, for helping me remove this guy's gallbladder.
I hope he got that guy's permission, by the way, to record that. That would be terrible.
That would be.
It's like, of all the things I want to be on a video for, I don't want to be on a video of a guy thanking a spreadsheet while I'm getting my gallbladder removed. So it's like, no thanks.
Imagine you're at the airport, you're going through security, and you see the TSA officer right there. Thank you, spreadsheets, for not...
It's like, wait, what? It's like, this is nuts. Whatever. Hey, I mean, more power to them for being so passionate again about some rows and columns.
Right. apparently Microsoft Access is also like something more primitive and terrible. Yeah. And if there was a competition, my wife would watch the ever living crap out of it.
Really? Okay.
Mostly because it's more brutal than Excel.
Oof. Yeah. I remember those days managing that Access databases. Ugh, that was not fun at work. I'm so glad that's behind me.
So this little, I don't know, bracket section of what we watched, It had like a $5,000 grand prize fund, which is way more money than I would ever think would just be for like this.
Yeah. I mean, there was 125 people watching too. So I was surprised about that too. I was surprised.
I don't know.
I mean, look, it was, I appreciated that you sent this along to me because this was something that I know I never would have been watching by myself, but from a, from a competitive standpoint, I get it. Like these guys are, supposedly the best of the best. I've worked with companies where these guys, like the financial, like the accountants and the financial modelers and all that stuff that in a particular company that I've worked for before, they take pride in their spreadsheets, and it's like these guys are even more prideful of it. So,
yeah, it's crazy because I'm just over here like, okay, football players have trouble with concussions later on. Do Excel players have like troubles with their fingers?
Oh my God. Carpal tunnel. That's got to be one of the biggest injuries.
I know, right? Arthritis. You have people in like the little wristbands.
100% with all those different keystrokes, especially like repeated keystrokes too. Oh my goodness.
Oh God. Quick, hit left about 8 more times. Go, 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 go.
Yeah. So, hey, whatever. It's if we have a esports with games, why can't Excel be a part of it too in its own little sliver of the electronic gaming, so to speak. So,
hey, you can do anything and call it a sport. And just make sure there's like an audience. Just make sure there's a prize fund and people will come.
Imagine one day they have an arena for Excel spreadsheets, just like they do for like League and Call of Duty. Like, imagine that. That'd be nuts.
See, we need to set up 8 screens, each one for each individual player on the Jumbotron so you can see everybody's movements at the same time.
Oh my goodness, yes. And people just screaming their minds out like, oh my goodness, it would be absolutely nuts. I'm here for it. I would buy my ticket for that.
About halfway through the competition, a man named Matthew Fried made some ridiculous jump up in points. Yeah. And so I was able to go into the comments and was like, hey, Matthew Fried the competition.
Did you get any responses to that?
No.
Oh, what's the worst part? God. No. Oh, this is a super serious crew crowd. That's too bad.
I know my wife called it trolling, but I was making light of a bunch of serious people enjoying a very serious support.
I mean, come on. Come on, guys. Got to have a little fun.
But the real winners was David Drury.
Yeah.
He came in first. He came in with like a bunch, like a huge point lap over everyone else at the very last second.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh shit, it's upset. This guy's going to go home with the gold.
Imagine having one of the shoutcasters for like League or something like that doing this. That would be, how insane would that be to have those guys like just like screaming at the top of their lungs at that last minute, like change up right there. Cause yeah, like, cause I think the guy from India, Smith Jain, was like leading for quite some time.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And then like, yeah. And then, like, it was like Smith and Matthew for a little bit. And then David just came out of nowhere and just, hit some sort of like triple combo or whatever it was in terms of Excel spreadsheets. It was pretty nuts. It was not as high, it wasn't a Daigo moment, but it was pretty good, pretty up there in terms of the Excel spreadsheet tournaments.
I'm just saying, It's like watching two guys neck and neck for the longest time. You have Smith on the left side, Matt on the right side. Next thing you know, David Drury's in there with rocker power roller skates. He goes busting right through both of those.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly how I imagined it. So good. So good, David. So proud of you. From the UK.
This one goes out to you, David Drury.
You better tag
him in this. You earned your $2,000.
Oh, man. So good. Yeah. I don't know. Is this one of the other, like, most unique competitions that you've watched?
Listen, last month I discovered a game on the Switch called Professional Cornhole. All right? It was $30. And it was based on actual athletes and their movements.
Wow.
Like, they mo-capped for the game.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
That's okay. All right. I mean, I know cornhole is like a sport at this point, but I did not realize they took the time to actually mo-cap these athletes. That's okay.
Listen, if in 2 years, in a few years or whenever, when XL gets bigger, we're going to have XL games on consoles and PC.
I mean, maybe you kind of can already, right? You have a browser. You could bring up Google Sheets or whatever on there and see.
Yeah, you could download the cases that the people are working on so you could try it yourself.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah.
But honestly, I probably wouldn't even get as far as they did.
In 30 minutes. I think they got through – I think the winner got through probably – there was 26 questions. He probably got through like 8 or 9, something like that.
Yeah.
So.
Like, still, they had to max out for like 1,000 points, and they only hit like 400 maybe total.
Yeah. 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 So but it was
– still.
That would not take me 30 minutes. It would take me like 30 – months at that point. Oof.
Yeah, over here with my basic high school knowledge of Excel.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right, I finally got my first point. What time is it? It's been 2 hours.
It's been 2 hours.
We closed the arena for you.
Yeah. This is like the pity bracket that you're in at that point.
We got two bored hosts. They're like, okay, looks like you finally gave up.
Looks like Chase is falling asleep at his computer. It's like.
Somebody slap him and get him a Red Bull.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Imagine these guys have like coaches and stuff like that, too. That
would Bruh. Be, that would be, I'm sorry. They're not their coach. They're their office manager.
Yes, that's our office manager. It's so good.
I love at the end the hosts were like, "All right, we need to let their keyboards cool for a minute."
Was that the only thing John got? Like, they got a little bit of a chuckle from you, Chase.
I felt like it.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah,
I'm gonna have to keep an eye on this one, especially for the finale in December. Yeah. Just going to be like, oh, hey, I know that guy. That's, what's his name? David. Yeah, David.
You can follow him and show your support, people. Follow David Drury. I don't know where we could follow him, but we'll follow him. Maybe he's on LinkedIn somewhere.
Everyone's on LinkedIn on this.
That's true. Everyone's on LinkedIn, got their stuff out for everyone to show them support, show them love.
But I think that's pretty much what we can cover right now, because we only did see like a snippet of the eSport of XL.
I'm excited to cover the final, actually. That'd be pretty cool the year.
That would be.
See who made it. Obviously, David did. But who else gets to the final? The grand.
It sounded like the top three just went.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because normally you have like all these people going for like 40 minutes at a time working on formulas and stuff.
Yeah.
And finally getting points at the very last minute.
Yeah.
So who knows what an actual match would look like.
Yeah. I did also think that the actual question or overall questions was kind of cool, because it seemed like it was a real world situation. because from what, at least what I understood in the, with the commentary, that a lot of times they just do some wild kind of, like, they just try to get you to push the limits of Excel in so to speak. and where this is like maybe something that you might come across during your workday. So I thought that was kind of neat to be able to have like some practical knowledge.
Yeah. I was like, here's a jewelry store. Plan your profits 10 years in advance.
Yeah. Yeah. It's possible, I guess.
I'm like, this is just a little bit kind of dry, but it kind of works for the environment.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just should have tried it with like a liquor store or something too, but I don't know if that would offend people or whatnot. But
no, no, no. Here's a pub in 1400s Ireland.
Yes.
Work out how many gold coins everyone gets once.
Jeez. That would be, I wouldn't know even where to start, because you would need to have all that relational data of some sort in there.
So. Right. What's the going price for one beer? It's 2 shillings.
2 shillings. How are we supposed to know that? Maybe Diarmid?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Diarmid?
Yeah.
Maybe he might.
Yeah. He was at a bar.
What can I get for one potato? A quarter of a beer.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah. That sounds about right.
We accept little kids. We have free labor.
Free labor. Indentured servants. Why not? Let's do it up. He's got to pay off my tab, my child. Yeah.
Dude, you drank 4 beers. Your tab is astronomical. What are you going to do? I guess I'll have another kid.
How is he going to be able to leave, though? He's got to pay off the tab. He's going to be there forever.
I mean, that's because it's an inn, but there's rooms above the bar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Hey, it's a possibility. Why not? It's in the past. We're just making it up as we go along. That's all.
All my knowledge from medieval times comes from Game of Thrones books.
There you go. It's still incomplete, though, by the way.
Yeah, unfortunately.
All good.
But yeah, I think that's pretty much wraps it up. Chris, go ahead and tell people where they could find you.
I don't know if they want to find me after this. I'm just kidding. But yeah, Chase, thank you so much for having me on today. It was fun just to talk about Excel spreadsheets in its most extreme format. But yeah, you could find me and Tom. We have a show called 1 Hour, 1 Decision, where we take a random game on Xbox Game Pass, play for an hour, and decide if it's worth our time or not, or your time. And our episodes drop every Wednesday night. And yeah, you can find us on Twitter at TC1H1D, or well, we have a link tree with all of our socials and everything else that we do. So I'll send it over to you, but it's link, LINK. .TREE. I don't know. You'll I'll get you a link. It's all good. But yes, you can find us wherever. So
yeah, I also have like a giant backlog of episodes too, which is insane. I think the last time I checked, you were reaching like 170.
Close. We are we're gonna be at almost 140 episodes. So
I might have missed it by about 20 numbers.
It's okay. It's okay. We all can't be Excel experts, right? So
no, we can't be all David Drury's.
We can't be all David Drury's. Yeah.
But yeah, until next time, I've been Chase.
Am I supposed to say something now?
Chris, go ahead and see ya. And don't let your keyboards catch on fire.
Oh, good point. See ya.
Bye.